The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a little nugget in there. Now, the only editing we did of this was for time. The things he said happen in chronological order, but there was, you know, 30 seconds here or there between a couple of these pieces just because it's like dead space, okay? But he mentions being angry at them for three things. The hammering, somebody talking in his ear, and the fact that one of the clips wasn't edited properly. Clips and or script was not edited properly. Okay, that would be frustrating if you want a certain way. But as I play this, listen to the two or three places put together of him mentioning that script. And what is he getting at? Listen.
I don't know why I bother to say how to cut the slots when you don't do it. I just don't know why. So now I have to chase those stupid entrails that you allowed him to stick out there. Jesus Christ. Crazy sound coming in my ear. This stupid hammering. I told you why I wanted those words cut. There's a reason these words have to be cut precisely. And everyone in the audience who's going to complain about what that guy just said is absolutely right.
What is the reason they have to be edited precisely? And why would everybody in the audience say, oh, it's absolutely right? What's he getting at there?
He's manipulating people.
They're manipulating the audio.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
He's admitting there's a reason it has to be edited this way so we can present the story a certain way to have you believe something that you would not necessarily believe if you heard the entire clip. In other words, we are taking something out of context,
yep.
And now I'm pissed because you didn't fully take it out of context, and now I don't get to push my progressive agenda the way I want to.
Obviously, if you edit it a certain way, you're telling a different... It's like if I said, hey, I really like little boys because they remind me of my childhood.
Right.
If you just cut out the remind my childhood and said, I really like little boys.
Or I heard Pete the other day say he had sex with children. I had sex with children. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's,
cut out the Pete.
Right, exactly. There's a reason I wanted these words edited out. Because I wanted to make Trump look bad. That's really what Lawrence O'Donnell is saying here. And MSNBC has been nailed in the past for this very thing. Multiple times, especially during the Tea Party movement. There were a couple examples. Do you remember the gun one? And I'm trying to remember. Guy shows up. I think this may have been a black man because that was part of the story that the Tea Party's all white. They're all white and violent, right? They edited out, I think there was something about him having a gun. And they edited the clip and then like focused like a still shot of the gun. Somehow it made it look worse for the Tea Party.
Yeah.
And when you see the whole clip, you're like, oh, okay, it's not actually that. And then Andrea Mitchell had one of those stories at the same time where they got busted. People were like, hey, that's not actually, look at the whole clip.
Right.
And they never said anything. They just moved on.
It's out of context.
Right. So he's, not only is he manipulating or trying to manipulate people, he's pissed at his crew for not doing what he wanted, and that was to manipulate people.
Yeah. It's complete BS.
He has since apologized. Do we have the written apology?
He sent out a tweet that said, a better anchorman and a better person would have had a better reaction to technical difficulties. I'm sorry.
A better anchorman and a better person would have had a better reaction to technical difficulties. I'm sorry. Okay.
I was a douche. Would he have apologized if he wouldn't caught?
No, he would not have apologized. And here's the thing. Who's he apologizing to with that tweet? Who's he apologizing to? To the audience.
Mm-hmm.
How about your staff?
How about your staff?
He better be sending a lot of chocolates to the staff.
Right. Who's really injured with that tweet? Is any of the audience injured? Not tweet. With the audio. His audience isn't injured by it.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
They're not like... Lawrence O'Donnell used the F word. I'm not gonna. No, they're just like, oh, what a douche. It was, in other words, it hurt his image. It didn't hurt the audience.
Right.
Right? But his staff, his words actually hurt them. Berated them.
Yeah.
I mean, hurt's a generic term.
Right, no, but
it was directed at them.
I'm sure it affected morale.
So, did he also pull them aside? Did he have a meeting and apologize and whatever?
I guess we can never know if he did that, but...
Right.
I'd
be willing to say no, and I'd be willing to bet that small versions of this has happened before.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be that.
Now, he said the tweet. I should have been a better anchorman, you know, would have had whatever. Okay, I'll give you that. And people do make mistakes.
Yeah.
It's an 8-minute mistake. That's whatever. And that's fine. I mean, I have snapped at people, never to that in here or on the air or off the air. But my bigger problem is still the manipulation.
Totally.
What about that? Are you going to address that at all?
Nobody really called him out on it.
No, they haven't. So, Larry, what you got, buddy?
It's Lawrence.
What are you getting? Yeah, it's Larry, you know.
No, he only answers to Lawrence.
All right. We'll see if anyone else mentions that today or whatever. But do you think we were wrong on that?
Absolutely not.
That's what that means?
No, after working in a newsroom, I can tell you for certain.
Does that happen once in a while?
That does happen quite a bit.
Trust me, I've come across plenty of douches in this industry.
Well,
plenty.
I mean the manipulation.
But that was going to say, but the second half is not many will go that route and manipulate the audience with certain tactics. And
well, there's a couple of ways you can do it. People say you're biased and you're manipulating in the news. Number one, the way you edit things or the way you tell the story, leaving out a word or adding something, putting a little slant on it. But then it's just the story selection.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, whether or not it makes the air, right? I mean, you've seen this.
I worked in a newsroom, and they definitely chose stories that catered to a specific audience.
Okay, there you go. We'll assume what that audience was.
I declined to answer that question. Okay. But, I mean, I will say that they did pick stories to try and cater to a certain demo, which surprised me. I hadn't worked in a traditional newsroom like that before. And I think, too, there were a lot of younger kids that were choosing the stories and writing the stories. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, being a young kid. But I think a lot of them, the journalistic standards that people used to uphold are very different than today.
You can target a demo if you say, hey, we're going to talk about guns and we're going to talk to people who like guns. I mean, that's fine or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you present yourself, and this is the key, when you present yourself as a, you know, unbiased journalistic outlet, blah, 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 and then still do that, that's wrong because you're lying to people. And that's the truth.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.